Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 9 of our fast, and OMG, it is getting really, 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 really good. And what I'm going to do is for this particular episode, I'm going to change it up a bit. I feel as though I need to read the daily devotion at the beginning because I just feel like innately there's just so much that I'll probably need to talk about that will coincide with what I already have for today's fast. So if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you've already been a subscriber, you've already been a follower, you've been a part of the tribe for some time, thank you so much for returning. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Guys, this has been an incredible journey, and we're not done yet, of course, but we are already on day 9, and I just can't even believe it. I really, really can't. I feel instinctively that there is so much that is happening right now, just all over the place. So many things are happening, and it's very, I don't even know the right word I want to use to describe what's happening right now. It's almost like out of body. Like I'm seeing everything. I'm in my own little, but you know, it's just a beautiful feeling to know how blessed you are and how covered we are and how protected we are. So, let's not make light of that. That is a massive thing that we're so covered and we're so protected through it all. I'm going to go ahead and get into the daily devotion, and then I'll get into, we'll go further from there. But I want to start with the prayer. God, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for caring so much and carrying us throughout everything that we face every single day. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for keeping us whole, keeping us safe, keeping our minds clear, despite all of the noise and all of the things that could cause us to have so much fear. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you in advance for your protection, your covering. Thank you for allowing whatever restrictions have held us back from reaching our full potential, whatever blockages have been held up in our relationships, in our career, in our finances, in our health. I ask that you release them. You release them now. Cover us, protect us, keep us safe, and exalt us above whatever it is that is trying to cause us to be confused or make us feel as though we're not worthy enough, or it's not possible, or we're not able to achieve that of which you have said is coming to pass. Give us the ability to remain steadfast in your belief in what we know that you've said to us, what you've outlined for us. Everything is working out for us, and we know that, and we are so grateful that we know that. And sometimes we just get a little bit distracted with everything that's happening. So please give us a reminder that everything is working out for us in every way possible. In your name, Jesus, we'll give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen. Okay. I am reading from the Moments of Peace in the Presence of God, Morning and Evening Meditations for Every Day of the Year Devotional. And I'm going to read both the morning and the evening. Okay. A Servant First is the name of it. Okay. He came to serve, not to be served. Mark 10 and 45. You have one teacher, the Christ. The greatest among you will be your servant. Matthew 23:10-11. Some people decline to follow God because they are afraid that he will be an insatiable taskmaster. That is far different from how God has revealed himself in the Bible and throughout history. In fact, the greatest example of a humble servant is Jesus. True, God asks for obedience, yet he does so in order to free you to enjoy his blessings. He serves you by providing the peaceful, joyful, and fulfilling life you desire. He will not answer the cries of your heart with fleeting remedies. He grows you in holiness and love so that you can experience the abundant life to the deepest degree. Dear God, thank you for this abundant life. May I daily imitate you and humbly take part of your work in the world. Amen. The evening goes as a mantle of love. Let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing and shout for joy because you make a covering over them and defend them. Psalm 5 and 11. You bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Psalm 5 and 12. It has been speculated that intelligent people want to be perceived as physically attractive and that good-looking people want to be seen as clever. Yet, what most people truly desire is to be accepted and loved. That's exactly what you are when you take refuge in God. As you spend time with Him, He envelopes you in His majesty and grace, and His splendor shines through you. You are good-looking to Him, and you are not only smart but also wise. Not only are you accepted and loved, you also become joyful and loving. Therefore, instead of worrying about whether you are good looking or smart enough, rejoice that you're clothed in God's mantle of love, because that, friend, is what makes you truly exceptional. God, thank you for covering me with the mantle of your love. I love and praise you with all my heart. Amen. I want to speak on the topic of serving while we wait. Okay, now I know. What? Now, how ludicrous does that sound? It does sound a little crazy. You know, I ain't gonna sit here and pretend. I ain't gonna hold you. It does sound a bit crazy because what is it that you view serving as? Because sometimes when we think of serving, we are thinking of being someone who's dutifully present and subservient. When we're subservient, we're in this energy of just, how can I help you? We're not thinking about ourselves. We neglect ourselves. And that's not what service is, right? Me being in service, right? Me moving in a sense of servitude forces me to be in a sense of gratitude because I understand that because I am in a position to serve, I'm being blessed, right? So when you're on this path and we're waiting, we're on this path and we're asking. And that is why when I tell you guys, when we're doing our prayers and we're doing our devotionals and we're not asking God for anything during prayers, we're thanking Him because it shifts the expectation. If I continue to make my prayers about showing gratitude, then I have to continue to remain present in my knowing of what it is that I have to be grateful for. And sometimes we get lost because we're thinking about, oh my God, I need this. I want this. Please give me this. Can I have this? Why hasn't this happened to me? Why hasn't this happened for me? Why don't I have this? Why can't this person do this for me? Et cetera, and so on. And it's like, wait a minute. He's given you enough, right? You have everything you need. Right now in this moment, you have everything you need. You may not have everything that you want, but if you take out the noise and you disconnect yourself from the superficiality of life, 90% of your needs are already met, right? So we're sitting here and we are on this path. And yes, we are fasting. We are moving in gratitude. We are believing God for all these things, and we know that they're coming to pass, and we know everything is working out for us. But then something happens that knocks us off a path, right? We begin to get a bit distracted, and we may feel a bit overwhelmed with the fact that we have multiple things to handle at once, and we have a bit of pride and we have a bit of ego because we don't really want to ask for help. We don't want to receive help. And that's when God positions people in your life to do the things that he's wanting done in your life, because you won't extend your hand, or you won't ask, or you won't reach out. And so God is saying to us in this season also, if we're wanting to fast track what it is that he has for us, you're not going to rush him, right? Because he knows the timing. He knows what he needs to do, what he wants to do, and what is happening, because he's created the path. And because he's created the path, he's also orchestrated how it comes to pass, right? So while we wait, instead of becoming anxious, instead of becoming frustrated, instead of becoming overwhelmed and discouraged, and we are embodied with this anxiety over what ifs and what could be's and why nots, perhaps we should shift our energy to thank you. How can I show you how grateful I am? Right? God, you've already given me this house. Of course, I had to work for the house, right? Of course, I had to put myself out there and apply for the house. Of course, I had to find the neighborhood. I had to be obedient in where I felt I was being led. But now I'm here in this home that I would have never been in had you not put me in a position to where I had to look, right? So it's thanking God already for what he's done, the food on your table, your health, being in your right mind, being able to have connections to resources, being able to vocalize your needs and actually find ways to fill those needs, and actually being in a position that is more advanced and exalted than where you were your last year. Okay, this is not just thanking him for the things we're hoping come to pass. This is thanking him and showing gratitude for what we've already received. And so when I speak about serving while we wait, I'm thinking of ways to show God in our daily movements, in how we speak, how we talk, how we share, how we embrace the day. How do I show God I am grateful for what he has already done? He's blessed me with this beautiful home. If I didn't keep the home clean, am I really showing God I value what he's given me? Right? If I am not someone who takes care of my health, am I thanking God for, you know, giving me good health if I'm not taking care of myself? Right? If I have this marriage, or I have this relationship, and we're building and we're growing and we're expanding, and I tell them all the time, I'm so grateful for you. I'm happy for you. I love you so much. How am I showing? Much like we do people. If you tell someone you love them, then you must show them that you love them. It isn't just about saying it. So how do you show gratitude while you wait? How do we serve God while we wait? Because we're waiting for him to serve us with something. We're waiting for him to give us something. We're waiting on him to produce. But what are we producing for him? And he's not even asking for anything, right? He doesn't even ask you for anything but obedience. But what is it that we are needing to do in our day-to-day walk to show that we are actually in position to receive if he so chooses to give more? We need to make room. We need to show that we are grateful. We need to move, talk, breathe, exist as if we are an embodiment of what we say we believe in. So when these moments of distraction happen, we're going to call it distraction, not destruction, because nothing is destroying what God has put. So this is a distracting moment. These are moments where there are upheavals that occur that we do not expect. We are not anticipating them. We do not desire it to happen. It is a major or mild inconvenience, and it just distorts us for a moment because we have now got a little bit off track, right? Because now we're in this space where we got to handle something else. Something else is requiring our attention. Something else is requiring our patience. Something else is requiring us to be present in a different way. And oftentimes we don't quite know why that is. But regardless to what it is, if we know that we're on the path that God has us on, we know it's because he sent it. We know because he saw it. We know because he feels like he's equipped us with what we need to get through this, or he's equipped us with enough inner knowing to lean on him more. So we're in this space where things appear to be all over the place or too quiet for our comfort because we don't have the answers we need. We don't have the clarity we need. We don't quite know what it is that we are moving through. But what we do know is that we feel like we don't deserve this, right? We're in a very uncomfortable place. We're in a place that makes us feel like we're completely overwhelmed and unprotected or uncovered or unprepared. But we're not by ourselves. You're not alone. And it is all in how we look at the whole situation. If I'm moving in a sense of servitude, right? I'm moving in a sense of how can I show God? How can I serve God? Okay. How can I serve God in this space where I am right now with what is going on right now? With things I can't control and things I can't control right now. What is it that I need to do? Well, what you need to do is be present and show up. And how do you do that? Well, you don't let the circumstance win. The circumstance can't win when God is in control. So when you're moving in a sense that has caused you to be a bit off kilter, okay, we'll say that, how we control our emotion, how we control how we view a situation. Instead of us panicking, we process, right? Process, what is this? What is this situation? What is this asking of me? What do I need to do? What is it that I need to do? To be solution-based with a reverence, a strong reverence on leaning on God. Because if I am solution-based, I'm not looking at who did what, why, for. I'm not looking at the fault. I'm not in this energy where it's going to bring me into this level of me that I'm working so hard to evolve beyond. I'm going to just pause. What is this situation asking of me? What is it needing from me? What do I need from it? Because regardless to what it looks like, it's going to work out for me. I know that. So if I keep that in my front mind, right, I keep that in my mind. If I know it's going to work out for me, then I don't have a reason to panic. I don't have a reason to be distorted and filled with all this conflict because it's already working out for me. This is just a minor delay, or this is a part of the seasoning that I'm needing as I'm navigating through this path. So regardless to what it is, it's working out for me. So I just need to figure out what the solution is. And sometimes it's not a solution you need to come up with. Sometimes it's a God, here go another one of them things. Here's another thing, God, here you go. Because you have to understand your limits and your capacity. And sometimes God doesn't want you to feel like you have to do it all by yourself. And in most times, serving him means trusting him. And if you can trust him, then you've served him enough. Because through you, he's willing to do everything. He can do anything. He has already chosen you to do great things through, but you have to trust him to do it. You cannot feel like, oh, this hurts a little bit. I don't want it. Never mind. Take it back. Or God, I don't know. They're saying too many crazy things about me. I don't like it. I don't know. God already done told you. I've already prepared this path for you. I've already gone before you. I know what they're going to say. I know what it looked like. I know. But all I need you to do is be obedient and follow me. All I need you to do is be obedient and come to me. All I need you to do is be obedient and follow the path. Get out of your head. Don't delay on the decision that needs to be made because he already told you it's working out for you. So when it's worked out for you, you don't have to be concerned with what it looks like. You don't have to be concerned with how it shows up. You just need to know it is. This is understanding that when you're presented with the gifts, because it's what it is, it's a gift of your obedience. It's a jewel for your patience. It's extra care and extra grace and extra mercy for being where you're needing to be along this path. When you are presented this, you need to be able to receive it. Understanding that all of this is happening to propel you forward, not to revert you. This is not to hurt you. All of the things and all of the spaces and all of the energy and everywhere that you are is on purpose. And you're on path. And we're moving forward. So as we're navigating through, we're working hard, we're trying our best, we're doing everything we possibly can. We've had to walk away from some things. We've had to distance ourselves from some people. We've had to deeply analyze our lives. We've had to do a lot of adjusting in the last couple of years. And this year is our reward for it. But we have to close out those final chapters. And a lot of it is starting with you. The fear, the anxiety, the discomfort, the lack mentality, the feeling like, oh my God, nothing is ever going to work out. If it's not one thing, it's 50 more. Like, no, we're not thinking like that. If I'm on the path that God has me on, then it doesn't matter what it looks like because it's going to work out for me anyway. Everything always works out for me because God has sent me on the path and I'm obedient. So I'm going to get everything that's due to me. And that's how we have to navigate through these storms, because it's not a storm. It's just a thunder shower. And you need rain for the flowers to grow. So let's just go ahead and accept that it ain't going to be sunny all day. We don't like a whole bunch of sun all the time. Sometime that summer, I don't know about y'all, but the summers in Texas, they hit a lot different. The southern summers hit a lot different. This ain't like that California southern or that California West Coast type of energy, baby. These southern summers, baby, everything is affected by our summers in the South. So we don't particularly care for those. We particularly like and appreciate the rain, but we don't get it in the summer much. So this is why you have to understand that as the world turns, as your life evolves, as you begin to explore the deeper levels of what you deserve, you're going to realize that yes, there are going to be some scorching hot times, and there are going to be some moments where you feel overwhelmed, and there will be some things that you wish didn't happen, and there are going to be some opportunities that you could do better, and there's going to be a lot of discomfort that comes from you being obedient, but it is only to propel you forward. It is not to hurt you. It is not to put you in a space where you're going to lack anything. You're not going to be without. You're not going to be in a position where you can't overcome. You can't succeed. You can't expand. You can't have. It's not going to be like that. So it's important for you to understand that. Most importantly, it's important for you to know that you're loved. And you're protected, and you're safe, and you're covered. That's the beautiful part about growth, and that's the beautiful part about favor, and that's the beautiful part about knowing who you are. You are already good. So as we're going through this day, and as we get a bit discouraged, and you might come upon some things that make you want to, you know, put your little smack down, don't. And I'm going to tell you why. Because God already has you covered. And if I'm not coming through the day in defense, I can ease into the day with servitude. How can I serve this day? This day God has chosen to wake me up today. How can I show him I'm grateful? Maybe being a better person today, being a nicer person today. Showing up in your softer side today, you know, being more compassionate today, extending a little more grace today. Because if you know that everything's working out for you, then there are no threats. There are no threats. Because anything that comes up against you and you're on a mission for God, God's going to deal with. You don't have to. And you're way too blessed to be distracted by the noise. So we're in this energy where we're just choosing to believe. We're just choosing to believe. Ain't no other choice. Because what other choice we got? Ain't no other choice. God said what he said and he's doing what he's doing and it's blessing me. So guess what? We blessed. Thank you, God. Thank you for looking out for us. How can we serve you today? And that's the energy that we want to go through this day with. How do we show up fully in an energy that honors God. And that's what we want to keep in our forefront. Okay? I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love. Thank you so much for your support. Let's continue on this journey. We are so close. There's so many things that are happening. There's so many things that are unfolding. We are so freaking blessed. Please know that. And remember, no weapon formed against you will prosper, not because the weapon is not powerful, but because of who it's aimed at. Baby, you covered, you protected, you safe, you blessed. And ain't nothing gonna destroy what God's doing in you. Okay? Your life, you're good. You're blessed. Prepare for the increase. Prepare for the reunion with your baby, you know, prepare for your health to turn around, prepare for the abundance to overflow, prepare, because it's coming. Okay, I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and your support. I look forward to our next daily devotion. Until then, please be gentle with yourself and gentle with others. Bye.